Cash flow versus sales. Both cash and profits are necessary to build a business. Profitability is managed from the profit and loss statement, more commonly called the P&L. Cash and cash flow is managed from the balance sheet. Each month, your P&L tells you whether you earned a profit or had a loss. It does not tell you how much cash you have or how much you need. You must turn your profits into cash by collecting your receivables and paying expenses to produce those revenues. You can be profitable and go bankrupt if you run out of cash. You know, a builder or a general contractor or someone else doesn't pay you on time, or you grow profitably so quickly that you run out of cash, or you get drawn into a lawsuit that was not your fault and completely out of your control. Profitability does not ensure business survival, but a lot of contractors have a month or two or maybe 3 months where they're not profitable. Others have unprofitable quarters and work the rest of the year to make up the losses. What they're not realizing is that they're also working the rest of the year to generate enough cash that they need to survive the next year's quarter. Rule number one, be profitable. Without profits, you won't generate the cash you need to survive or thrive. Rule number two, determine your cash needs each and every month. The cash flow statement looks at collections from sales, not the sales themselves. So, if you collect COD for residential service and replacement, then the sales for the month should equal collections for the month. If they don't, take a closer look and collect the money. Commercial collections are typically 30 to 60, sometimes 90 to 120 days out after the work is complete. Imagine how much cash that requires. So you might have a sale in January and not get paid until March, April, or May. You need both cash and profitability for a business to be successful. Download how to evaluate a balance sheet and study it. Once you have a good grasp on the ratios to evaluate a balance sheet, then download the balance sheet assessment tool and plug in the numbers. It'll automatically tell you where your ratios are, and it'll lead you to any problems that may be laying out there in the future. Fundamentally, it'll let you know if you have enough cash to pay the bills or if your company is healthy or not. That's good information to have. Next, download the profit and loss assessment tool and plug in the numbers and take a look at the variables and find out where you are as far as profitability and cash. I'd recommend you do that every single month. Work to the point where your profit and loss and balance sheets can be completed and on your desk no later than the 15th of the following month. Better if you can do it by the 10th. That's going to require a little bit of work. And then look at departmentalizing your profit and loss statement. That way, you can find out where the bleeding is and go directly to solving the problem as opposed to wondering where the problem actually is. With a little bit of patience, a little bit of work, a little bit of diligence, you can be in a position to quickly keep your company on track, and when it does get off track, get it back on track in a reasonable amount of time without having a negative impact on the future of your business. With that, until next time, go make it happen and take care.